دارید توی تمام هستم. من این لیور میشید and I'm one of the members of the committee. Thank you.
Morning everyone, my name is Thomas Sendo.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nadia Schlitz.
I am Milani Wooten. Yes, yeah. That's the good news.
Pan Bonami, good morning, Guillermo, Arsene, Tumelani, Dima Kewana. Ika, Madame Ligusmo, Vive, Makot Kauna. Imene, Rekosko, Dokumen, Kinevo. Da.
Good morning, Moreni, Pan Bonami, Ika, Malam, Dimo Primrose, Sondi, Timomye, Odilongo, Kule Komiti.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Magdalena Pitofilashengwa.
Mama, I'm collect. Mama Mkuleko.
Hai, kani go.
Mama Mkuleko. Ungui. Masiba mbela.
Yego mbani.
Kabe. Masiba mbela.
Kandama, kutembi le songo, le mwako kumbu.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Tim Songo. Mungo.
I used the same name altogether last. and I'm known by the name of Nontanta or Ganda. So, first of all, I want to thank you very much for electing me as the chair of this committee, and I welcome you all. I hope and I think in this committee we are going to work as a team. We are going to work as a team, and we are going to make this committee a wonderful committee, a lovely committee, a caring committee, a committee where everybody will be happy. So that you know when you wake up in the morning, you have a reason why you must be going to work. So I'm one leader who doesn't believe in autocrats. I believe in democracy. So all of you, feel free to respond. There is nothing like any member of the committee will be treated as an outcast or as an opposition member. And if we are here in the committee, we are one. We are being tasked to execute our responsibilities, to ensure that we do oversight over what the department is mandated to do. So all of you, as the chair, I'm the chair for the committee. I'm not the chair for ANC members. I'm the chair for the committee. So all of you, you are going to work with myself and honorable members. You are going to treat each other as with respect first. And we are not going to hold each other here. You know, there's no grandstanding in committee. The only time where you can express the grandstanding part is in the house. In the house, you know, you can say whatever. Sometimes, you know, other members, when they are not yet in the committee, you need to have agreed in some of the issues. You know, when they were in the house, members are free to change whatever. But for as long as you do it with integrity, it's fine. And we are going to tolerate one another because we are not at the same level. So anyone who wants to use any language, you are free to do it. If you need assistance in terms of interpretation, we do have that facility here in Parliament where members who cannot remember, English is not our mother tongue. Eh? So English is the same language, the borrowed language. So if you have a challenge, yeah, you must be free to tell us so that we, the staff members must make the right arrangement for you to get an interpreter, whether in Shanghai, in Kota, in whatever language. So my interpreters, I'm Kaula, I see them, they are sitting there, and you know that what you are not going to see there when the meeting is in session. You must come and sit here with Mama Kaula and any other member who will request an interpreter. And this year, I think you are going to service Mama Kaula properly. You are not going to do other things, you know, with me, I'll fight with you. You are going to interpret correctly, and if you did not understand Makaula, you will ask her, and we will wait for you, so that you can interpret for her correctly. And any other member for now, it's only Makaula that I've worked with in the previous term, and I know for the fact that that assistance she would get every time. So for as long as I'm here, to the staff members, I don't want to go come to a meeting and Makaula doesn't have an interpreter. And you come and explain to me with no Mr. Jennifer, not anymore. You know I want my things to be done properly on time. So when the committee is sitting, Makaula's interpreter will not be in the meeting. And anybody else who is asking us with documents must be ready on time. We don't want to come here in the meeting like we have done today. We are seated here and you just give us documents later when already the meeting is on. You know, we don't want to look like we are stupid. I know she's very efficient. She will send reports on time. When that means it will be having a third challenge. I've worked with her, and I've worked with Kashifa in the previous committee. I know this is very efficient. I've worked with Jolifa because the communication, I know she's very efficient. But sometimes you know when people, you trust them too much, to do other things.
And disappointed
them when they do those things. Feel free, everyone, you must enjoy this committee. You know, we have a time frame of us presenting our report next week on the 9th. I still have not said to Nelly so that she can brief me properly, because remember, I was not the chair. I'm only started to be the chair today. So today I have to meet with the staff members so that they can tell me what is the program, what is going to happen tomorrow, because I'm hopefully that for the whole of this week we are going to sit so that we can finish our work. And then next week we are going to debate on the 9th. And it's up to us how many speakers do we want. What we are told is that the report that we are going to debate this time, it's not going to have a lot of things like in the normal report. But I don't know. I'm going to get that information from them. So that it is, I can inform you properly. But for now, today, Unelisa will tell us what is going to happen from today onwards, so that it is, you know. I wish you well. If you are stuck to ask for the fire clearance, make sure we see, make yourself free. We don't want to see any member who will be absent without knowing what is the problem. If maybe there are those of you who are maybe helped by one of us, feel free to approach me and even myself, if you tell me from Singapore, feel free to tell me with the idea I'm having another. But thank you very much for electing me as a chair. I'm very strict, they know, about the Lisa, but I'm very friendly. Honorable members who like to be absent, I don't like it. And I know for the fact that even myself, I'm studying at UP, and every month I'm attending classes, but you will be informed when, because I attend classes once a month. It depends which week, but you will be informed, you know my schedule. So that I cannot document and tell you that I'm at the university and I'm not there. But you'll be informed. Thank you very much. I love you all. You know, you are going to enjoy the community today. So I hope you are going to be creative, innovative, because the COVID time in the previous time, it was only dealing with women issues. But this time they've extended the mandate, they are dealing with youth and people with disability, which I'm sure with their vision and the mission statement they have to change. I have written that. So it's up to us as the honorable members to see must utilize this and check. And us must set up the agenda for this committee. And us must put up targets. What is that now, at the end of the day, of the test, we want to see what is delivered by this department. There are Chapter 9 institutions, CCE, which is the Commission for Gender Equality, and that Chapter 9 institution, we must see it working. And fortunately, those commissioners were appointed by myself, Comrade Taula, Comrade John. So they know when we're interviewing them, we told them what we want to see them. If they are inefficient, we as this committee going to raise it, which they must be removed. Because we can't appoint people and then at the end of the day they are not efficient, they are not servicing our people. But also the other chapter 9 institution that this committee has to work with is Human Rights Commission. They are very quick to raise our issues, but not this time. we are going to raise issues with them. Because there's the one program that I'm watching now of late, Umonda Lab. There are issues. There are many things that are happening there, and I've seen human rights dealing with them. You have seen us dealing last time, one day we were interviewing some candidates, and I said to her, Makaula, please don't talk about former shoe flood. You are interviewing for a separate mandate and whatever. And but the result of the EFF was very good. I'm sure he was watching that. And he contextualized with General Mashu in Genabuch. And then in terms of human dignity. So these are some of the things. I'm happy that you've got two gentlemen that are going to work with us. And you are young and dynamic, I hope. And you are going to be innovative. You are going to tell us in terms of the youth, what are the needs, because the youth, if you look at me and Mom Joyce, you are not the age. And Makaula and
Mom Sonde,
Mom Emma. So, we may not know what we want.
But you must exclude yourself.
You are going to ask that. You know me, I've got two boys, and they tell me issues they use sometimes. And sometimes I fight with them, but you know, sometimes even in an ear listening to what the youth wants, it's very interesting. So I'm hoping because you yourself, Bukile, and Sebin, you tell us what are the issues of youth. So you're going to wait, guys. We are not going to look at what the department is giving us. We are going to come up with other things that we want to tell the department to do.
Yes.
Because if we don't want to do that, that means it's over. It lasts. So, myself and yourself, you're going to tell us. It's not a disability that we will not get one person who is living with disability. Because last time, last time, this is fortunate in the other committee we had the Honorable Velma. So it was easy for us to understand other issues of people who are living with disability. So this time we don't have. So EFL, I think we need to do the research. Our research, that means we have to research more on those issues. But I trust you, Tashifa. You are part of this committee. I think in 2009, and the NYDA came during that time, before that, you're part of that. So you educate us. Anything that you want to propose in the committee, feel free to propose it, and so that we can discuss as honorable members and see how do we take this department forward. You know, because sometimes, you know, officials don't write what they want. And we are politicians. We must know exactly what can be promised our people during the election. If there was an oversight and if there are other shortcomings and weaknesses, we ask the honorable members that must set up our own agenda on what is our expectation to this department. With those few words, honorable members, I want to thank you very much, and I'll give Unedipa and Kashifa tell us from today what is going to happen. I welcome the new staff because I don't know who you are going to edit. I know, you know, I went to say some of the people that you know you are going to run. You must be very patient with us. When you want things, you want things, it is not mine. Yeah, for the betterment of the committee. Thank you very much. Maybe before we discuss, let me hear from our honorable members to see are there any things that you want to raise?
Thank you, sir. I think on behalf of the DA, we want to congratulate you and look forward to working with you. I think this very critical and crucial points that were raised As a young person myself, there's many ideas that I think many of us will contribute in this committee, and also to look at things very innovatively. But I also think it's quite a great benefit to have men in this committee, because as when we look at domestic violence, when we look at the perpetrators of these abuses in our society is men. So we cannot leave men behind because we're responsible, and I think that role is going to be very important in this particular committee. So I think we just want to congratulate you and thank you for opening up the space for us to start with very clear and open channels of dialogue, and I think that's going to be very important for us going forward. And then also to the team, the staff, thank you for their support, and I look forward to also meeting and knowing all of them. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and thank you very much for your remarks. I think that the ANC received them quite well. It is true, Chairperson, that we are working with the vulnerable groups, which are women, youth, and people with disabilities. And your opening remarks have given us the strength as a community, because we understand that here we've got different minds. We will be having a melting pot of ideas, and I think we really appreciate it. And as the honourable member from the DA has said, we really appreciate also seeing the tone amongst the roses. And I think issues of women mainly, we understand they have been left for women to deal with. But seeing men amongst our list really gives us that strength. And you know, Chairperson, issues of the vulnerable groups, really no more politics and they know more stomach. No stomach. So it's quite important for us to leave our politics outside when we enter this committee and deal with issues of women, youth, and people with disabilities as South Africans would expect us to do. So thank you very much for those remarks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Also, myself, I ask for interpreter. Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. We welcome your remarks, and we come from a very vulnerable community, and your remarks make us see the need and what we can do as a committee for those who are vulnerable and people who live with disabilities. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, honourable members. I thought I would be ready to tell us something about the rural people and rural issues, but I'm sure I'm in the back. Okay, honourable members, let's give our committee secretary a name for
Thank you, Chairperson. As you have already indicated, we are the committee talking in the whole home because our debate is right now. As from tomorrow, we'll be meeting with the Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities and Commission for Gender Equality. Because it's a Commission for Gender Equality, it's a chapter 9 discussion of the Constitution that presents the report to Parliament through this committee. And therefore, we come to the committee to the whole day in order to cover all the APP for 19, annual performance plan for 2019 to 2020. And then on Friday, we will be adopting the report, because before indicated the committee needs to adopt it to say, to just to give their observations and recommendations. And then, yeah, on Friday in the morning session, and then the target vote is on the 9th of July. We have already drafted the program, but because we already in the section 30, we have not been drafted. And it will end on the 5th at the committee meeting, and then the debate on the 9th. And then thereafter, the committee will not be able to meet because there will be meetings that in the morning and in the afternoon in terms of the current parliamentary program. Unless it has changed, then maybe we will have a committee meeting. But for now, it will be for the fifth when we adopted our committee report. And then just wait on the next. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Or just to indicate to the committee that all departments have, most of them, tabled their annual performance plan for 1920 to Parliament. And what you see is we've got copies of the APP for both the Department of Women, Minister, Services for the Committee, and the Commission for Gender Equality, the copy of the Citizens' Monthly Report. And I think that is the first one to be sent.
Thank you, Chief of Police, thank you very much. So just in terms of choices, because this week is very, very short. So what the committee is looking for the each member now is two annual performance plans. One is for the department. The document looks very big. It has lots of detail. It shows their finances, shows each of the programs, of course, to their vision and mission, and a bit about the structure. The APC for the Commission for Gender Equality for 1920 will also be given to you. It's a similar document, but full outline, author, the program, budget, and finance. So we meet with the TGE tomorrow morning, and with the department in the afternoon. And that could take us through them to then give us the document here. What we've already done, and the focus is doing between the researchers and myself, the researchers have prepared the financial and program analysis for the department. For the TGE, I'll talk to some of those issues tomorrow, because much of that has remained the same. So those documents will be emailed to members. We do have hard copies, but we'll be cheaper as to when that can be issued, because we think that we'll be printing them out. We'll first check with chain, it'll be put into your pigeonhole or when can they be handed out. In addition, just to let members know, so we run, this comes from the department, the annual performance plan, and but what Crystal has already done is look at the budget at the beginning of the year and the annual performance plan for the department. Because what they tabled, what they brought to Parliament yesterday, our department, is exactly the same as what occurred at the beginning of the year when the first budget statement was made. So even though we have a new department called Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities, what you will see in this annual performance plan is only money about the Department of Women. They make recognition that issues pertaining to youth and persons with disabilities form part of their mandate, but the actual money, programs and human resources will only happen after the proclamation. And that proclamation about what the new individual mandate will be hasn't happened yet. So in all likelihood, it will only be later in this year, so we will only consider a combined budget for women, youth and disability coming next year, February, March. So for now, we can talk to in this budget vote and the annual performance plan is the Department of Women, their money, as well as the Commission for Gender Equality. And Crystal has covered that. What she will do is have a look at the program, which only came up yesterday. The program she'll look at In the first parliament, because we had many new members, the research team and myself, we developed a little handbook, and it's called Maintaining Gender, Children and Disability Rights. And the issue was, how do we help members to know what laws must you look at, what programs must you look at? And yes, things within government have changed, but the laws haven't changed, the treaties haven't changed. So that the legislators put for hand each member one of these books too. And it goes through what are the key things you need to know about laws for women, for persons with disabilities and children. Even though children don't form part of our mandate and legislation, many issues that we often deal with is in relation to the girl child or child disability, still come as issues to the committee. What we've also done in this particular book is, knowing that members have already done reductions, we captured some things around oversight. And it will give you an idea of how does the annual performance plan fit in terms of the work you're supposed to do in the mandate of this committee. So it just gives a synopsis again, and we discuss why we're having to do the annual performance plan and for what purpose. So tomorrow, just to reflect again, we're having a briefing by the Commission for Gender Equality in the morning, and then a briefing by the department in the afternoon. After that, we develop a draft report, which then the committee needs to consider on Friday morning. And that draft report basically includes whatever department and the TGE said, along with members' observations, whatever recommendations you have. And that report, we go through on Friday, and the committee has to adopt it. In other words, if you find you want changes, you want to add additions, or change, or add things, you're welcome to do that. But that report we can only have on Friday, because we have to wait until the department has seen officially present to us. So that's just in a nutshell, that would cover what we're doing between today and Friday. As I said, we will liaise, share around the documents, the research that's already complete, and look at what's the best way to do that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Minister and Bishop. But I think, you know, just for a few moments, I think the chance that we need to reach that document is the session today. So that, you know, they must familiarize themselves with the issue. You know, so that tomorrow they must be ready when the statement is here and understand the issue better. And I would like Makaula and Mamson in particular to go through those documents and explain to them what are the issues, and also get the one OMR researchers, so that tomorrow Makaula and Mamson they must be familiar with our issues.
Yes.
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes,
here for the whole week, because I don't want to have a new people who doesn't even didn't have started with us today, because it could be confusing. So better would be fun to blow it up for the whole week, so that everything is end up from today up until the debate, but we can't like which understand this. So I'm not feeling more. So the responsibility is like
I
secretary, I just want to clarify that the document that is today, the attached paper letter, so we complete your budget paper, because that was the information that we had received in February. The annual performance plan we only received yesterday. So in addition to the budget paper that we'll hand out to you, I'm going to go through the annual little tables that I could just to point out for each speech objective what the plans are for the year. So you'll get those documents by the end of today. That's going to be forwarded to you so that you can use the issues of learning for tomorrow. In the little packet we have is also just information for the overview of youth and human issues across the last 5 years of human rights report.
Nothing wrong. In fact, Parliament is using 11,
11 languages.
So this time will be the 12th. We'll start and now start taking all those. Okay, thank you.
Sorry, Chair.
Cash on the bank.
Oh.
Thank you, Chair. I too will need an interpreter for English. If the members are speaking their own vernacular languages, unfortunately, and behind the curve, and I need to learn how to speak this because it's a beautiful language that I'm learning. Chair, I'd also like to ask where we meet the smaller venue. Just so that I can familiarize myself, that I don't really know the building of Parliament, so if we could just get that information beforehand,
in time.
To the debate. And Chair, I think the South Pacific language is a side language, if I'm not mistaken. So, of course, it would be done
certainly. Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. The event for tomorrow is V475.
I'm showing Libel. Okay. Inkosi Chair, bendizothi ke mna ke izawuba ngathi okanye ndilinganisuma mkhawula ne. I think also myself I need those books for isiXhosa. Ingabi isiZulu kuphela, bese isiXhosa also. Ndiyabulela.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members.
Thank you.